Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, Miss Betty Ann felt that way when she got up this morning too. She was telling me all about it. She shared that with me when I got up this morning. I felt like that too. You know, but it is a good morning. It's a good morning to be here with all of God's people, and it's a good morning to hear God's word, and it's a good morning to just to spend time with one another and enjoy the love of God and Jesus Christ, right? So for that, it is a good morning. I got a question for you. And I know how one person can answer this question, and that person is Samantha. I know how you're going to answer this question. But how many of you have ever been to Disney? Yeah. You just got back, didn't you? Yeah. Did you enjoy it? Did you have a good time? Yeah. It's a big place, isn't it? Yeah, it sure is. Lots of things to do and lots of people. You know what? A couple of years ago, Miss Angela, my wife Miss Angela, she and I were able to go to Disney without kids. Yeah, what a treat that was. We've been several times with our kids, but we actually got to go one time without kids. It was Disneyland in California. There's Disneyland and Disney World. We were at Disneyland in California. And, you know, we were just so happy. We were being nice to everybody and being so polite because we were happy to be there just by ourselves. And one of the people came up to us and she saw the way we were behaving and she made us honorary citizens of Disneyland. What a great thing. Miss Angela and I are honorary citizens of Disneyland. You know that? That's a great thing. When you're a citizen of somewhere, you enjoy all the benefits of the community that's gathered there. We enjoyed smiles. We had our buttons on. We enjoyed the staff saying, oh, hello, hello, and all that kind of stuff. It was really nice. It was wonderful. But you know what? We're really not citizens of Disneyland. We have a button that says we're honorary citizens, but I'm sure millions of people have these things. You know, it's nice while you're there, but when you get home, you realize that was vacation. We would come home. We're really citizens of our community, our town, our state, our country. And when you're a citizen, you enjoy all those rights and privileges and the protection of the people who serve you. Okay? One of the things we're going to talk about today is what it means to be a citizen in the kingdom of God. Okay? When we're a citizen of the kingdom of God, that means we belong to God. That means we live in His kingdom. Whenever we have something that we need, whenever there is trouble, whenever there is something that we want, whenever we don't have an answer to a question that's really bothering us, we go to one place only, and that's we go to God in prayer. Because we're citizens of God's kingdom, we come under His protection. Okay? We come under His guidance, and a big word that's called provision. Provision means He gives us the things that we need, food and water and shelter and those things. We have those things because we're citizens of the kingdom of God. And you know what citizens also do? They care for other people who live in the community around them. Okay, that's one of the things our people at camp were doing this week. They were caring for people who live around them. Okay, they learned that the community of God's a big place. And we're all citizens. Okay, so what I want you to do as citizens of the kingdom of God, I want you to figure out ways that you can help people in your community. Okay? The first way we can do it is prayer. We can always pray for people. They don't even have to know we're praying for them. You know that? And when God hears our prayers, He comes to the help of His people. And so, as you grow up in the church, I want you to learn how to pray for others. I want you to learn how to serve others and protect others and do all things. Because you're not just an honorary citizen of the kingdom of God. Okay? God doesn't give you a button and say, here you go, you're an honorary citizen. God gives you His Son, Jesus Christ. And because Jesus Christ died for you and was raised on the third day, you are a citizen of the kingdom of God forever and ever. Okay? So let's pray and let's thank God for that. And let's ask God to help us as we grow to take care of all those other people in our community. Okay, let's pray. And gracious God, we give you thanks that you have made us citizens of your kingdom. We ask that you would continue to love us and supply for us those things that which we need. We also pray that you would look after others and give us the ability to care for them in their time of need. Help us always to remember those who are hungry and lost and thirsty and forgotten, that we might pray for them, that their lives would be enriched through our prayers and through the things that we do for them, and they too would realize that they are citizens in your kingdom. All of this we pray in the strong name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, we'll see y'all next week.